You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to Lil House Phone Part 2. My favorite part of his interview was talking about how he met his Korean business partner and how they started up their company, High Roller 777. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
That was beautiful, man.
Thank you, Doc. We got a special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the second time on the podcast, Lil House Phone Part 2.
Yes, sir. Yeah. How the fuck are you, man?
How you doing, man? Hey, we got to do... This is a reunion, dog.
Hell yeah.
Cheers, dog.
Fucking cheers, yeah, man. Sugar-free yeah. Red Bull.
There you go.
Very inclusive of you, Stevie.
You know what? I was thinking about people who don't... One... Two more times. Two, three. Thank you.
I'm diabetic, so this is working for me. Trying to wash that sugar, you know.
So was Fife Dog from A Tribe Called Quest. He was diabetic too.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. And I noticed you smell like $1 million.
I love. Thank you, man. I love
that. Can I inquire about your colognes or what do you got going on there?
All right, so I do a mixture of different things. If you want me to be honest, by the way. I take this compliment extremely personal. I appreciate that.
Because, two more times? Thank you.
Because I really try to craft this smell, you know?
It's crafted. It's well crafted.
So look, basically yeah. I do a mixture of like this black owned company.
Can we give them a shout out real quick?
You know what? Hold on. Let me find her Instagram. Let me find her Instagram. So look.
Show some love, dog.
So basically, I did this like mental health live podcast thing. Mm-hmm. And I met this lady there. It's called Seventh Day Essentials.
Seventh Day Essentials.
Shout out to Seventh Day Essentials. They do this like body spray. And it's called 90s R&B. That's the name of it, right?
Get yours today.
So look, I get out. So look, I do boom. Dr. Bronner's mint body wash to get that mint, fresh, tingly ball sensation.
Yeah.
You know?
Where do you get that? I mean.
They got that at like. At Target.
They do?
But that's like, that's the body wash. You have to
start with
that.
You're talking way too fast, bro. I gotta, what's that body wash called?
Dr. Bronner's.
Hold up, man.
You never had.
Slow it down, dude. Slow. I need to get it right.
You never shower with Dr. Bronner's?
No.
Okay, listen.
How do you spell the Bronner's?
B-O-N-N-E-R-S. Something like that.
Dr. Bronner's.
Bronner's, something.
Yeah, Dr. Bronner's.
She knows
mint,
about this.
Mint body wash?
Yeah, so it's called Castile soap. C-A-S-T-I-L-L-E. It's an all-in-one purpose washer. Like, you could, like, damn near clean your floors with it.
Really?
You could brush your teeth with it.
Dr. Bronner's.
And you could take a shower with it.
You said Dr. Bronner's mint body wash?
Yeah, it's the Castile soap. It's the blue label.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen that.
You know
that.
About
yeah.
that.
Don't they make soaps, too?
Yes, that's what it is. I'm saying that's the body wash.
That's a little expensive at Ralph's. It's like
yeah,
it's
but
a
you
little
know what?
Bit more than Dial.
But you
it's
know
like
what, though?
$4 more. I'm just saying.
You're right. But you know why it's better?
Why?
It just, it like, it feels like it's like acid burning away all the all the dirt off your body.
Because it has like, it smells minty and real clean. Yeah.
Like your balls and your asshole are going to be so tingly afterwards.
Yeah, it's like blue and white, like the OG label.
Listen, if you're ever about to go link up with your girl, maybe you're trying to cheat or whatever. You want to go Dr. Bronner's first so that you wash away all the sins of yesterday.
How does it feel on your the nutsack?
It makes your genitalia nice and
like,
warm.
Like refreshing?
No, dude. It's like you just stepped into a cold breeze.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
So that really... So what...
So look, you start there with the body wash with that, right?
Yeah.
Then once you get out the shower, we do the seventh day essentials little body spray.
Wait. Where do I get that?
Seventh day essentials on Instagram.
Shout out to them. What's the price range looking like there? Is it pretty expensive, or I mean, how much is that going
to
cost?
They gave it to me to promote. So actually, no. They gave this to me to promote on like on my Instagram, which I did.
Are they good people?
It smelled so good.
Are they good people?
Amazing.
Okay.
And I've been wearing it ever since. So this is the live promo right here.
What do you have on your body?
What do I have on my body?
Yeah, dude.
So look, you do that, and then I do a little skeet of a Marc Jacobs Daisy.
So, but that's expensive. That's real. That's top.
I got
quality.
A whole smell cabinet going on.
You do?
Yves Saint Laurent, Burberry.
Wait, hold up, dude. Marc Jacobs
Daisy for men.
Daisy,
and it comes with little flowers on the top.
How much is a little bottle of that, though? How much is that going to run me?
You know. This particular one that I have, I actually bought it for my mom.
Really?
Back in the day.
So it's unisex for guys and
girls? But like the one with the white the white flowers, I think is for women, and they have another one that's like in a gold bottle for men.
Yeah.
But I learned about this Marc Jacobs shit from I got it from my mom back in the day, and I was like, this shit smells good. I'm gonna go get a men's one, and they had a men's one, and it was good. It smells amazing.
Now let me ask you this:
you have a napkin? I'll use that one. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's cool. That's clean. No, that's fine. That's fine. It's raining outside too.
You didn't use this to
No. These are because I use the No, those are clean.
Did you use this to clean out the fucking big ass?
No, I don't have that anymore. That's gone, dude. That's history, man.
You got rid of it?
It's gone.
What did you do with it?
You can't have that when you have a girlfriend. You can't have a butt. You can't have a butt in your closet like that. Come on,
Are you familiar with this?
Yeah. I think everybody is. It's been known. It's so on the internet, man.
So where is it?
It's gone. It's in the trash. It's gone.
Why didn't you know my friend texted me today.
What do you say?
My homegirl actually.
And what'd she say?
She asked me, "Did you? Because you told me you were gonna give me one on that episode."
I don't really.
I
got you next time. I'll get you next time. So she's calling me out on the butt.
She was like, did he actually get you one?
No, I'll get you next time. Dude, that's been 3 years ago, bro. I haven't seen you. We're catching up, bro.
I can't believe that, man.
It's crazy.
You know what? I was actually reading through the comments. There was people in the comments from like a month ago. Like,
what were they saying?
Holy fucking shit. I can't believe that. I didn't know this happened, or like,
is a crossover. Tune in.
You all got to tune in. Comment, and subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe.
And turn the notification bell on.
Let me ask you something. You get compliments from females like when you're wearing it and when you're not wearing it. Like, you know what I mean? You're on Melrose or something, and you're on a date or something. Does it help with the date?
Oh, bro. Your appearance and your smell.
How much does it raise the bar?
I'm not going to lie. It might be a make or break situation right there. Yeah, man. Because, you know, she might not be feeling you. You pull up, you looking good, you smelling good.
Yeah. What do you use on deodorant?
It's like this oak wood shit from Target.
Oh, I knew you'd use some oak.
One?
Yeah,
I knew the non-aluminum one.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get underarm.
No. I'm gonna grab two and then tell me. Be honest.
Okay. Old Spice is gonna give you like underarm cancer, dude.
No! Don't grab that.
What's that?
Hold up, man. So, tell me which one. This is the one. God, there's hair.
Without
on
even
it.
Looking, I know which one smells better.
How do you know?
The white bottle.
How do you know?
Because I'm a smell god, bro.
Dude, check that one out.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's called Grove.
Bohemian Grove. Yeah. Isn't that like some weird
stuff? So tell me if that's money. Mm. Is that good, dude?
Oh, yeah.
All right, fresh out of the shower?
This is that fresh. This is more of a summer scent, though.
Yeah. So just show up the camera so that you can get at the grocery store.
Actually, let's not promote them unless.
It ain't sponsored by Old Spice. So you know, just go get whatever. Smell the champion. Smell the champion.
See, this is more like after the gym vibe.
Yeah.
No, this is good too.
So which one's better, the Grove?
This one is aluminum. Aluminum free too.
Yeah, both of them are aluminum free.
I felt like I seen a TikTok that told me that.
Old Spice.
Old Spice gave you cancer.
Label. Let's not show the label because they're not sponsoring us.
Not yet, at least. Not yet.
You mess with Old Spice or no?
Listen, I'm trying to like get on my woke shit and like just only use like a lemon wedge and like some rosemary thyme under there.
On some hippie, on the hippie tip.
Yeah, but like
don't
like
say patchouli. The patchouli oil.
I like to smell good though, so I know, I feel like there's other things that I do that are already cancerous.
Like what? Oh, like
smoking. I smoke weed.
Weed, well, that's not. It's natural.
I just mean like.
Don't think this is cancerous?
1,000%.
It says right. It's what?
1,000%.
I mean, my mouth. This could.
Let me see your gums. What they look like?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pretty good gums for you to be putting that in your mouth. How often do you do that?
Once every 20 minutes.
For how?
I mean, I'm falling asleep with this in, dude. Like, bro, for you're real. Tripping. Dude,
it didn't like harden and like,
dude, like, go to the back of your like throat? where she's sitting, I'm so lazy. I'll take it out and just on the back of my bed frame, I'll just drop it. Dude. So by the time I vacuum, there's just mounds of
dried up mouth tobacco. You're a crazy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, I got one for you.
Yeah.
At my old house when I lived at my mom's still, there was a girl who must have came over. I didn't know this, by the way. She must have came over and knew we were about to do the do. So she takes her eyelash off, puts it on my bed frame, and I don't think I found it for like 6 months. Damn. And I thought there was a fly, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, man.
And I go to swat it, and it was a fucking eyelash on my bed frame.
How many times has that happened?
It was only that one time specifically.
Yeah.
But I also used to like put gum on the side of my, I would be chewing gum, and I put it on the side of the bed frame.
So that's like a school, you learn that in school, right? Mm-hmm. You just boom, right?
I used to like be in class playing with those little gums under the desk.
Really?
I was nasty.
So,
I was disgusting.
I noticed the Michigan. You got roots from Michigan?
Actually, yeah. So my mom is from Flint, Michigan.
Shout out to the Wolverines.
Shout out to the Wolverines, man.
Yeah.
Oh God, my uncle is a.
Because that's real harsh living because of the cold, the winters and stuff.
So cold in the D. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace?
Who's that?
When all on the niggas' mind, working is on time. Oh, it's so cold. It was like a viral YouTube video in like early 2010s called "It's So Cold in the D."
Then you Can we plug your music too? Cause you,
hell yeah, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie.
Have you been on your music tip?
So look, so the last time I was here, I don't think I had dropped a project in a while.
So let's promote. Like, is it a mixtape? What's the deal?
My last album was Voicemails 3. It came out last year.
That's an ill idea.
Yeah, so you know what I did? I was having fans, listeners, supporters.
Yeah.
Leave voicemails on my house phone, and I would take them off and throw them as intros onto the songs.
That's a dope idea.
Hell yeah.
So how many tracks? How many tracks?
Probably like 20 songs.
Really?
That was my first album back in like 2 years.
That's
so
what's up. What made you want to get back into it, man?
Cause man, like they just was looking at me as this like podcast personality guy.
You
I'm like, hold on, man.
You had to put your foot down and be like, hey, I got some artistic vision too,
1,000%, dude.
And so like, let's talk about the production. Who did the beats and who did the whole thing, man?
Oh man, I definitely I had a slew of different producers. Shout out to my boy 420 Tiesto. Not to be confused with the actual DJ Tiesto.
Okay.
This is 420 Tiesto because he smokes weed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's on it?
He's fire? On it a lot. We got this producer named Filthy, who's like really big producer right now. He's on it. We got the Narco Wave guys on it.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. But honestly, I kind of took maybe this last year of like, I've been making music, but I haven't really been
putting it out.
I haven't really been putting it out. I've been more cultivating it.
Right. Well, why is that? You think you get in your head? Like, do you like analyze and break down your own stuff before putting it out? Because I know a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? They go through, they're like, and then they'll sit on it and be like,
No, 1,000%.
Because you analyze it to a point where you don't think it's cool anymore.
And even with this particular mixtape, with this particular album, I still have about 2 to 3 music videos that I shot, edited, and they're done.
You did it on your own?
No. But like,
oh right.
Like they're already done and in the vault.
Right.
And I haven't dropped them from that album. Dude. I felt like okay,
you gotta drop it when it's hot.
Yeah,
out the kitchen.
You know what else?
What?
You know what else was really a thing too? I was getting a lot of criticism.
Yeah, you can't read
for keep using the VHS aesthetic.
But that's the dope. I like that.
But they
aesthetic.
Were like, okay, we get it. Like, you drop 6 music videos all on VHS.
But like, that's an aesthetic. It's kind of like vintage clothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people like that.
Oh, you see me.
Yeah.
I'm vintage down. You feel me?
What kind of undies are those, too? I noticed you. Those are nice. Those are nice colors. You got the aqua or?
Yeah, no,
I'm sorry.
Aquamarine.
Yeah. No, does that
definitely
matter?
Paying attention.
Does that matter, too, like, when you're on a date?
I'm not going to lie.
When you get on your briefs, like, you've never been, like, called out, like, if you have, like, The Simpsons or something on, or
well, that's why you want to wear the Simpsons ones at home.
But I'm talking about a date.
If you're going on the date, you got to just throw the plain black, plain gray,
really
plain something like you might not even want to do gray because you might have some streak marks.
Oh yeah,
you don't want to. You got to do. I think if you do black, that optimizes your chances of like when if you do black,
yeah,
you have less of a chance to have something embarrassing in there, you know.
Really? So yeah. What about like boxer briefs? Like, what do you?
I go
like,
boxer brief.
I do too, but
I go boxer brief unless I'm feeling like a hood nigga.
Yeah.
And then
I
wear like hood nigga plaid.
The vato style.
The vato ones. Yeah, those are my those. I like those when I'm feeling sexy.
Yeah.
I'm in
those
my
too.
White beater and I'm showing off my tattoos.
Yeah, like the cholo boxers.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, makes me feel hot.
That because
makes
no,
me feel like a real man.
Right? Or like that, like that, the white beater?
Makes me, I'm like, bitch.
Yeah.
Mouth, you know?
So,
I'm joking about
what
that.
If you're not wearing anything and.
You is can't that, freeball is that, it.
Why yeah, not? Why not?
Cancerous.
Really?
And, like, how low do your balls hang at the moment?
Out of the shower? Or, like, what are you talking about?
Just like, okay, because it's definitely a different.
Well, you know, I get dry too, don't you? You know, I could try.
So look,
yeah.
Wait, you have a special ball?
I have a whole Carmex regiment.
On your balls?
Take it easy there. Don't be so judgmental, bro.
You put Carmex,
dude.
On your
take
balls,
it easy,
dude.
Though, dude. I feel like you're judging my stuff right now.
But why Carmex?
Because it feels good. It's.
I feel like that's intense.
With Carmex?
I feel like it's like
I go through Carmex like nothing.
I feel like it's gonna like chafe your thigh area or something.
No, it gets really dry. I don't think you understand how dry it really gets.
Can you show?
No, I'm not going to show you. But have you seen fish food? Like the flaky fish? Don't We can edit this out. Yo.
Please do not Do not edit this out.
It gets critical down there, dog. It's critical.
You know what you need?
Well, Vaseline don't help.
No, you need some organic coconut oil, my boy.
Really?
They'll fix that right up, I promise you.
But
CarMax was... That's what's drying it out, bro. It's too intense for your skin,
bro. Can I tell you that ended a relationship?
Recently?
No, like this is back in the day.
How long has CarMax been around?
No. This is when I didn't use anything. It was just dry season down there.
Okay, so what? So she had a problem with the flakes.
That's an understatement, bro. she Dude. This is embarrassing. I'll tell you. I'll tell them. Because this happened a long time ago, and it's better now. She woke up one morning, bro, and she goes, "See what I got to put up with?" And she went like this with the sheets.
And it was like LeBron James, like, clapping with the...
Snowflake City, dude.
But is it, like, is it from your inner thigh, or is it your actual ball?
It's on the scrotum, dog.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
Why is she LeBron James, your fucking... Your nut dandruff like that, bro.
Dude, you don't have to call it. Yo, timestamp that. Timestamp, dude, don't call it dandruff, bro. I'm sensitive with it, bro.
I'm sorry, not that bad.
I'm sorry. So coconut oil, huh?
Bro, listen. You need to do like a once a week coconut oil mask, right?
Yeah.
You just take a fat glob of it.
Yeah.
You rub it all in.
You never heard none of your other homies got this situation?
No, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I get a little dry tip situation.
No, mine's dent, like.
No, but I'm saying like the bottom of my dick head gets a little dry sometimes. Dry.
So what do you use for a moisturizer?
I dip my dick in the coconut oil.
So that really
helps. If you're ever at my house,
write down the coconut oil. Write it down. Where can I get that? Like at Trader Joe's or something?
You can go to Trader Joe's. You can go to Target. You can get it from CVS. Just make sure it's organic, actual coconut oil.
And
it's
you smell like coconuts down there.
And your dick is smooth.
And it's
your
smooth. Balls, so that's smooth sailor. That's a double plus.
No more scaly balls.
Yeah.
I got you, bro. I can put you together a whole beauty regimen.
You do. Dude, you should write a book, dude. Little House Phones Beauty Regimen 101. Dude,
that would
be a bestseller, bro.
Listen.
That would sell like hotcakes, bro.
Look, I got hair. Dang. I got hair treatments, skin treatments.
Dude, what do you do with the hair?
Look.
Because I can tell you're clean, man.
I go dick in the coconut oil, and then I take my hand and scoop it in the same oil and put it in my hair.
What about the anal area? How do you keep it moist? How do you keep it clean there?
I just wash it with the Dr. Bronner's and keep it mushy. Bronner's.
No, but does it get dry there too?
No, it's chilling. I feel like I'm always on the toilet, so.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It's lubed up, you know?
Man, you should definitely write a like cliff notes, like, you know, like a cheat book.
I might like turn this into a whole TikTok series.
You should do a book, dude. I'm sure people will.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Buy it.
You see these nails? These are clean nails.
Oh, yeah. Like, so you are, dude.
I play no games.
You play no games. So what's the dating situation? Like, you must be, like, going on a lot of dates. I mean, because you're well kept. You're looking healthy. You're clean.
But this is just, like, for my own personal. This is not for nobody.
So have you always been like that as far as your cleaning regimen?
Fuck yeah. Because you know why?
Yeah.
I was raised with just my mom and my sister. Oh. And they both were like. So like, good. My mom always kept a pair of all-white sneakers. Like, fresh as fuck out the box. Doesn't matter what brand. She, like, fresh. My mom. And then my sister used to dress me up like Lil Bow. You know who Lil Bow Wow is?
Yeah.
My sister used to, like, braid my hair.
Come on, dude.
And dress me up like Lil Bow Wow. I was, like, her personal little, like. like Ken doll that she would dress up.
Lil Bow Wow, he was big back
said
in the
Lil
day.
Lil Bow Wow,
yeah.
You just don't know the way he moves so fast across the floor. He's going to run through my mind like all the time to
the
point
he was
that
a heartthrob.
The first concert I ever went to was Lil Bow Wow, Chris Brown, B2K, and somebody else. And that was the first concert
this
I ever went to.
This is after Boys to Men and all that.
Fuck
right?
Yeah. This was in like 2004.
Didn't Boys, but Boys to Men was big in the 90s for me.
Yeah.
I mean, they were huge.
You ever heard of B5?
No.
Maybe that's the reason why.
Oh, is it R&B?
Oh, yeah. See, that was the shit that captured our hearts back then.
Motherfuckers, why are they shit on? I would like more people to do R&B, bro. Like,
I feel you.
How come no one's like messing with R&B primarily? Like, you know, that was big, like Mint Condition, Troop. Like, when my era was like a little before yours, but like New Edition, Mint Condition, High Five, like all them groups. Mm-hmm. No one does that no more.
You know what?
Those are the classics.
If you want me to be honest, I feel like group situations don't ever end up working.
Why not?
It's too many egos. It's too many people that want to be the Beyonce of the group.
Right.
You don't
want
want to play your Kelly Rowland role.
But are there solo R&B artists now that are popping off?
Brent Faiyaz.
He does like the vintage 90s, the real
Literally,
shit, the real R&B
like,
sound.
Like
about love and romance.
Oh no, he's talking shit. And talking about how these bitches ain't shit and all that, but it just sounds nice though.
But is it? It's R&B.
It's R&B. Even the beats sound like an early
R&B, 90s. Like, that's what I'm talking about. The production's got to be that.
But it's more. It's more of a modern feel though, which I really like.
Really? Is he popping off?
Oh, dude, he's fucking. He's out of here.
Really?
Oh my god, dude, the bitches love him.
The ladies love it.
Him.
Yeah.
Like he steps on stage and they're like, like
to all the singles, to the single dudes out there.
Listen, you
give them some pointers, man.
You get some body spray, you smell good.
No, but
you pick her up and you play some Brent Faiyaz in the whip.
What if you don't got a car?
You play it in the Uber.
So do you
play it at the crib? You got a speaker.
So
you got a phone. Play it off your phone.
So what would you recommend for them first date situation? Like how would you hook that up?
All right. Now, it depends. Are you just, like, are you trying to court this woman or are you trying to fork this woman?
Both.
I respect that. But, like, it also, you know, I was going to say it's probably a different approach, but that's not true. You should court every woman. All right,
just stick with the fork then.
No, you should court every woman, even if you're just trying to.
Okay, court and fork.
Even if you're just trying to fork, you should still court.
You have to, right?
You don't have to, but
I don't know. But what's a respectable like place in Los Angeles? What was the what restaurant?
I'm not gonna give my list because then I'm gonna be running into Stevie Weeby fans. Oh shit!
Can you give one out that right. You don't mind giving away? First date.
If you're going on a first date, you gotta go to Low Boy in Silver Lake.
What kind of food is that?
It's honestly, they got like wings and burgers and salads and shit like that, but it's also a bar.
Okay, so you
and
can.
It's like, and it's cute. It's dim lit. Mm-hmm. It is really loud though, so you can like, so what's your name?
Oh.
Where are you from?
So that's not good for one-on-one. You need the intimate, right?
Well, this is what you do. You sit outside with her.
Why outside? Oh, no distractions?
It's an outside patio on the inside.
What if she orders like a gang of drinks? Like she orders like 10. And you notice, she's.
I'm not paying for 10
drinks.
No,
but she orders the most expensive appetizer.
And it's not that expensive there. You'll probably spend like $100.
Okay, but what's a red flag on your end where you're like, I don't like how this is going down?
Have you seen that TikTok where this girl in Atlanta order like 50 oysters?
No, dude. 50? No. That's too much.
And the guy paid for his drink and left. He ordered one drink, he drank dude, it, paid dude, for it and left her with the $50 oyster with the
dude,
50.
That's expensive. Oyster.
Even if there was a deal on the dozen, ordering 50
that's
fucking
crazy.
Oysters. And she had other food too.
Wow.
I'm like, did you just not eat for a week before you decided to go?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
So you do that, so you sit outside, and then you order drinks first, or how do you go about doing
I don't
your
like
thing,
to
man?
Eat and drink alcohol at the same time, to be honest. Me, personally, I'm not a fan. Okay. Because, like, I'm going to get too full.
Mm-hmm.
I want to enjoy my food, and I don't enjoy drinking alcohol. So that's an overlap that I'm not really into.
How do you meet? Like, how's a single guy supposed to meet a woman, especially in a large city? Do they?
I'm verified on Instagram, so I don't do anything.
I mean, if you're not verified on Instagram, I'm talking about your average Joe, okay?
See,
your
listen,
average Joe.
This is why I could never be one of those, like, love guru guys, because the way that things work for me is not how it's going to work for, like,
try
most
to put
people.
Yourself in an average Joe, unverified.
I lived my life as an average Joe for
then,
a very
then
long
take,
time.
Take it back there.
And you know what? That's probably the most pussy I was getting on a consistent basis was being
unverified.
An average Joe. Yeah, for sure.
Well, then let's take it back there.
But you know why though? Because I have more time and more effort.
Oh, you're busy. You're podcasting. You're doing this.
Oh yeah,
and that.
Dude. I own my own shoe brand now.
Well, let's take those off, bro.
Oh yeah, dude.
What? You own your own? Let me see.
So look, this is what
How
I've been
do
doing.
How do I get a pair of these, dog?
What size are you?
8.
I'll get you an 8. So look, this is why I haven't been
Yo,
recording music,
these
dude.
Are fire.
High Rollers 777 on Instagram. This is my second silhouette, actually.
Dude, the fat laces come with it?
Yeah, man.
Yo,
you know what's crazy?
Oh, these are fucking fire, dog.
I was not doing this when I
Yo,
first met you.
What? Oh, let's talk about how you came up with your own High Roller shoe company, dog.
Look at the inside.
With the ill fucking suede and the dice, dog.
Look at the inside. Look at the inside. It's a craps table.
Whoa. Okay. When did this come about?
3 years ago, actually.
Dude, get yours today.
These are about to...
Yo, look at the tongue.
When is this dropping?
Next week.
When is Christmas?
It's dropping on the 27th, bro.
Okay, so this is dropping...
Oh, the Christmas week.
These will be out the same week that this drops. So
look
if there's
at
any
these.
Left, go on the website, don'tcrapout.com.
Dude.
HighRoller777 on Instagram,
so,
baby.
So, okay, let's shift it over to this.
Let's
real
shift
quick.
It
yeah,
over,
how
yeah.
did you get that started?
All right, so... My business partner, shout out to my boy Koo,
Damn,
man.
Those are fire, dog.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man. My business partner has actually been one of my really good friends for like the past like 6-7 years, right?
Okay.
And we have very similar fashion tastes. He's a Korean man.
Oh, he's Korean?
He's Korean. It's my
What's
brother.
Up? Can we give him a shout out real quick?
Yeah, listen, shout out to all.made on Instagram.
Yo.
This
shout
is my
out to
boy
the Korean
Koo.
Homie.
Yes, yeah, my boy Koo.
Shout out to Koo.
Him and his family are in the garment industry, right?
It's LA.
So you know what they do? What he does specifically? He makes blanks. So say you're starting your brand, you need a hoodie, you need a blank t-shirt to print your graphics on, you go to him and you buy the top-notch quality best blanks that there are.
Give me his info. What's his info?
His Instagram is all A-L-L dot made. All dot made, yep.
You spell dot?
No, just all dot M-A-D.
All dot made?
Uh-huh, M-A-D-E, yeah.
And he sells blanks.
Yeah, and like some of the best fitting sweats, sweatpants,
Hanes
t-shirts.
Quality?
Oh, no, this is way better than Hanes.
This is better than Hanes.
This is like American Apparel, L.A. Apparel.
Yeah, like
L.A. Apparel, like quality, like really good.
You don't do screen printing or none of that?
No, he actually just sells the blanks, I think.
So, but how you do that with shoes?
So, I think one day, now mind you, this has been my really good friend for years. Like, I started doing music around the same time that he started doing
How'd you meet this dude?
At a fucking after hours
and
he
just
downtown
you
LA.
Start shooting the shit with him?
We started shooting the shit. So there used to be this bar in Los Feliz. I'm not going to say the name of it because I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to burn it out.
But basically, people would go from the party to the after hours, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The after hours ended at like 5, 6 a.m. And then this bar opened up at 6 a.m. Damn. And there's like this old white veteran, like Marine.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Guy,
yeah,
who fucking owns it, whatever, opens it up at 6 a.m. sharp. It's black as fuck, dark as fuck in there. The air is on cold as fuck. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And basically, long story short, we left after hours and we're like, let's go to the bar or whatever, spot, right?
Yeah.
So, cool. He's like, damn, we go outside. He's like, my car got towed. I'm going to go get my car and I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
Mind you, nobody's thinking we're ever going to see this guy again. You feel me?
Yeah.
This is my first night meeting him. But we have mutual friends.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
We go to the bar. We're drinking. The fucking door opens up. And it was like Jesus walking in. Like the bright light just hit him. And he walks in. And he came back. He fucking got his car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got his car back. He comes back, right? So we're drinking and shit. And we're like, dude, let's get the fuck out of here, right? So we go from Los Feliz all the way to Santa Monica back to his house, right? Mind you, the first 5 minutes of being in the car, I'm not trying to stereotype in any type of way. We almost got into a car accident the first 5 minutes.
Oh, no,
minutes.
I'll say this straight up. Yeah. Some Koreans can't drive, dude. I can't.
Dude, we got in the car.
I know.
And you know what's crazy? I have a really big phobia about being in car accidents with people where I wasn't driving. So I take it very seriously.
Yeah,
even if I'm not
yeah.
driving, I need to be the passenger prince. I need to be your second set of eyes.
Was he cautious or like?
Oh, not at all. So this is what I'm saying. So we were with one random girl, and she was trying to get in the front, and I was like, no. I'm riding in the front.
You're the moderator.
I need to moderate. I know this guy's...
Hey, you're sitting next to a Korean guy, dog.
I know he's probably...
Is he
like,
going to watch this?
He was... Oh, I'm sending this to him for
sure.
But I'm saying he was probably inebriated a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're on like some road in Koreatown, and we have to cross a main street. That's all I remember, right? So he's looking to the left to make sure there's no traffic coming. He's pulling out. I'm looking to the right, and I had to stop him last time. I was like, wait, hold on. And we almost got into a really bad accident, but we did not. And then basically from that day on, we became really good friends. We never worked on anything. We worked together, but we never really collabed on anything before.
How'd you come up with the idea?
He called me one day. Yeah. Someone came into his office to buy some blanks, right? Now, I'm not going to lie to you.
T-shirts?
I don't know what they were, buying, but they were there to buy
something,
right?
Yeah.
But the one thing about my boy is he's very serious businessman.
I could tell.
And it's like, you know, he will be doing a order for Foot Locker, like 20,000 hoodies, 20,000 sweatpants or something
like that.
So listen, so motherfuckers come in there and they be like, yo, like they trying to act like they priority. Mm-hmm. Like, let me get my 100 hoodies. Sometimes he's probably like, you know, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So basically this guy came in and he was kind of blowing them off a little bit. Mm-hmm. And before the guy left, he was like, by the way, if you want to make your own shoe, I used to work for this company and that company. I got the plug. Let me know if you want to make your own shoe. Who calls me up immediately?
He thought of you.
He thought of me immediately. He calls me. He says, do you want to make a shoe? And before we got off that phone call, we not only had the name, design, and everything ready to go, we started working on colorways within the first.
What is that shoe
called? This is not even this is.
Yeah, take that off again. Let me display this shit.
Dude,
smart.
I've been releasing these shoes for 3 years, but this is the first one of this style.
I love it.
Are you familiar with like a Bape or Air Force One silhouette almost? You know what an Air Force One is.
Yeah. But this reminds me of it, kind of like a skater shoe mixed with like Vans or a Puma. Mm-hmm. It's like everything. Or like, you know, the old school like B-Boy Pumas.
Yeah.
Like that, like with the laces.
So I just started doing this kind of skate shoe.
Yeah, this looks like a skate shoe.
They're actually called these are the skate rollers. The name of the brand is High Rollers, but this specific shoe is the skate roller.
Look at that.
Hell yeah, man.
What color waves you got?
My first colorway of the original silhouette was a Neapolitan brown, tan, and pink.
Woo!
So I actually just dropped the first pair of those, of these, on Black Friday, and I sold out the first day.
Damn. Yeah. So is it primarily online? Or
oh, it's 99.9% online.
Plug it out.
The Instagram is @highroller777. The website is don'tcrapout.com, but the website is only open when we do releases because we have very limited stock.
Oh, so they're limited releases,
Doc? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't just hop on any given Tuesday. Man. These bad boys.
I need
to
get a pair of those bad boys. Yeah, those things are tight.
Man, listen, I'm working on so much different shit right now.
Yeah, how'd you come up with the design and like the dice and the whole concept?
To be honest, dude, I've spent so much of my life in like investing time.
Yeah.
Into like studying sneakers and just studying shit that I liked. Mm-hmm. I would have never told you in a million years that I would end up doing this.
Dude, that's
I just
sick.
Like it was like. I felt like my whole life, this knowledge was useless up until I got that call. Mm-hmm. And he was like, let's make a shoe. And I already knew what I wanted to do because I knew what I liked, you know?
Yeah, because I did notice those. I didn't want to say anything, but I'm like, I was thinking like, oh, what are those?
They're mine, my baby.
That's so crazy.
Well, that's why I've been chilling on the rap shit.
Yeah.
That's where the real money is. Fuck this rap shit.
So how much, I mean, that's pretty lucrative, right? Having your own shoe.
Our first release ever, I remember we were having some problems with Shopify.
Because
it was our first release and we had a large influx of money. And I just remember I was out at the Sloss and Swap meet. And we're like, we have been waiting on this money to clear for like some months, right? They had only gave us like maybe $20,000, like at first, right?
Oh, so investments, like investors and stuff.
Oh no! I'm talking about sales. After we gathered up, I think our first release we did like 120K, but they only gave us 20K at first, right?
Damn.
So then I remember I went to. Mind you, we still got to ship all the stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember I was at the Sloss and Swap meet, and I was like trying to buy it like just a plain necklace.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pendant already. I needed a plain necklace.
Yeah.
So the lady, she's talking kind of fast. She's like, "Okay, 3, 3, 3, 3." I'm like, "Okay, cool, 3."
Mm-hmm.
Give her the business card.
Yeah.
She swipes it for $3,000. I thought she meant 300. She swipes the fucking business card for $3,000. I'm like, "Lady, what the fuck? Like, you didn't." I'm like, lady, you didn't tell me it was gonna be $3,000. Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, you better return that shit right now.
Yeah.
I return it and I go to the ATM to make sure that it was back in there. And when I go to the ATM, I see 96K in the fucking business account for the first time. And I literally like ran the fuck out of there so fast. I was like, dude,
damn.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh damn.
And that was our first
release.
That's
so crazy.
No, dude, that shit.
Dude, I'm happy for you. That's
that shit
dope,
changed my life,
dude,
brother.
That's
for real. Dude, I was broke as fuck struggling.
Not anymore.
When I was here.
Not anymore. Little House Phone's on his way up, baby.
Yeah, man.
Man.
So, like, that shit really changed my life, bro. It was
damn,
it was
dude, that's great.
Put me in a different situation financially.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say that I'm still a little dumb with money and, like, little, like, frivolous when it comes to spending or whatever, but, like, when I say that shit really changed my fucking life, bro, I can't. It's all blessing, bro. Blessing to God. Blessing from God.
What's the next car you're going to get? What's up? What's the deal?
Man,
what's the deal?
Man, I know, right?
I know you can float that now.
1,000%. But, you know, I had a car.
I had a car.
The car
too.
Give
me your story. But.
Okay, so I had a car. I don't know if you remember this, but I was talking about my mom a lot last episode.
I know. I didn't want to bring it up.
Rest in peace, the goat.
My dad passed away like in 2019, and I didn't want
to
bring it up, but, you know, rest in peace. I know.
Rest in peace to my goat, my OG.
Yeah.
The big homie, all of that.
I
want to
keep it, you know, I didn't want to, I wasn't
nah,
sure if you
good.
Want to talk about, but because I know how painful.
No, for sure.
It's a hard time, man.
But it's just funny, like, looking back on that, I was like, damn, I was talking about my mom a lot. But, yeah, so she passed away, and the car and all that shit was in her name. Even, you know, I was paying for it, but I didn't have no fucking credit or nothing back then.
Yeah.
Car was in her name, right? So, boom, I get evicted from my childhood home when she passes away. Well,
that was a tough time for
you, bro. Before she passed away.
Yeah.
They were like, okay, we don't know if she's coming back or not.
Yeah.
So you're not on the lease. You're not allowed to be here alone. You got to get out. So I got evicted. And then my 29th birthday happened the next day. And then my mom passed away 4 days after that.
Damn.
Right? So then now I'm living downtown LA. I'm living literally right on like 4th in Los Angeles. Not right now.
Back then.
I was living on 4th in Los Angeles. Like, the first week of me living there, There's no parking there, so I had to park in a lot across the street. Yeah, yeah, yeah. First week of me living there, boom, my fucking back window gets busted out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, whatever, right? So I'm a lazy fucker. Like,
me too, bro.
I'm a lazy fucker. The fucking...
So there you go. You could still have...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your own shoe company and be a lazy fucker and just 1,000%. And then just learn how to do it and then be on your grind.
You gotta learn as you go. Yeah. I'm still learning every day.
But I know why that is, because you're passionate about this.
Exactly.
Before, you know, you're hopping on this podcast, that podcast, exactly. And your heart wasn't in it like that. Like that.
This, yeah. No, for real.
You
honestly,
know, right?
Dude, that's some real shit.
Yeah,
brother.
That's real.
For real, for real. But yeah. Look, so then basically, I didn't move my car one day. I was supposed to move it from the front.
Yeah.
Didn't move it. I'm on FaceTime with this girl, and I look out the window, and I'm like, my car isn't there. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, I was supposed to move it at 7 a.m. It's like 9 a.m.
Oh, they took it?
They took it, right?
Who's they? There's some zombies.
No, so the city took it. Like, it got towed, right?
Oh.
But then, tell me why, when I go to try to receive it, go to try to retrieve it, they're like, it's not in your name. You can't have it back. And I'm like, I guess it was probably past due, like 2 months or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. I kind of said fuck it for a little bit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was like, well, how are they gonna get me? I don't know.
But that's a nightmare in your mind anyway. Oh my God. I mean, so that's a nightmare.
But then I was even ready to pay it still. And I was like, okay, can I pay it? And they're like, no, because it's not in your name. And
yeah.
You're not on the lease. So you would have to reapply for it to get it back. And I ain't gonna hold you. I was treating that car like a bumper car. It was scratches all over it and shit. And I was like, I'm not about to reapply for this fucking car when I could just go get another car.
Yeah.
And that was maybe like a year ago. It's not. I've had no car for like a year. It sucks.
You know, I was about to get a car last week.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to my big bro. He was going to help out. He's like, yeah, we go to this Kia dealership.
Okay.
I wanted a little Kia Rio, you know.
Which one is the Rio?
It's the little hatchback one.
You
know, it's the cheapest. Yeah, exactly. I went there at around 8 p.m. and I look at the car, dude. There's dust on it. It's dirty, but it's supposed to be brand new. So I'm like, all right.
Why is it dust on it?
Exactly.
It was sitting in the garage?
So the dude's name was Rick, right? But his real name's not Rick because I have his business card. Dude.
What? Muhammad.
So anyway, I'm in there, and the first thing they say to me is like, it was not welcoming. They're like, what are you doing here, bro? Like, you need help, bro?
What?
Like, what's going on? You know? And I'm there to test, you know?
Trying to get a car. Yeah. You're about to pay them.
So they're already kind of like treating me kind of like weird. So they're like, okay, yeah, we got the car. It wouldn't start.
This sounds hella sketchy. I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay, I'm going to get to it. So the dude in there, his name is Muhammad, but he says his name is Rick. He's in the driver's side, and he's like turning it on. It wouldn't start, bro.
He was trying to jug you,
dude. It wouldn't start, so I'm like, I'm already like getting red flags, and I go, "Is this? Are you sure? Is this cool?" He goes, "Oh, this is nothing, bro. This we get this in." And so anyway, so I didn't know this. For new cars, they have jumper cables. So they have these Kia jumper cables. He lugs this thing to the car. And I'm like, all right.
He's about to jump
the
new car.
He jumps a new car in front of me, bro. He's like, hey, can you pop the hood? Pops a hood.
Shut the fuck up.
No,
dude,
you can't make this stuff up. So I'm like in there, and it was like, bleep, bleep, and then he's like pressing on the accelerator. Now it finally, after 10 minutes, starts. And he goes, hey, let's take it for a test run. And I go, oh, okay. He's like, get in the driver's side. And I'm like driving on these side streets in downtown LA.
No.
And check this out. I feel like it's like
jerking.
It's jerking, bro. It's like
And we're not talking about a pocket
no,
pussy.
No. And I go, and then I look at him with concern. I go, is this normal? He goes, that's nothing, bro. It just needs to get warmed up. It's a new car. But check this out. This is when I knew something was wrong. The yellow service light turns on. The emergency light. And I go, what's going on here? He goes, dude, that's nothing, bro. We're going to turn it to diagnostics. And so I just felt really weird about it. And
that sounds terrible.
So is that normal?
That is not normal at all.
For a new car?
This, you went to the Kia dealership?
But she was saying it wasn't an official dealership because we were reading the Yelp reviews. It's a spot where they sell Kias, but it's
like
not,
Kia authorized, but it's not the
yeah,
actual.
Yeah, like, you know, Verizon, certain of them, they're not Verizon, but they.
You basically went to Cricket and got a T-Mobile phone, basically.
That's so
you know?
Funny, dude.
Oh, I
dude, I'm about to have a panic attack, dude. Don't say it like that, bro.
You went to Cricket and you bought a T-Mobile phone.
I went to Cricket.
God damn it. I'm so glad you didn't buy that car, though, dude.
But, dude, now I had a block. Dude, they keep harassing me.
Oh, because they want you to come back and
buy
the car.
They're like, hey, bro, it's ready. We sent it to diagnostics. And
it sounded like they
put a bomb. What would you do?
As soon as they were about to jump the car, I would have walked away. Now, okay.
Dude, is that weird or what?
Now, listen, let me play devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
I could see that possibly making sense only if the car had been sitting in the parking lot or garage, whatever, for a long ass time.
This is a brand new 2023 Kia Rio.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
A brand new Kia Rio.
Suck my fucking dick. I'm leaving immediately.
Really?
Now, I could get it if it was like it had been sitting in the fucking lot for 3 years.
Why is he lying about his name?
That's fucking
Because let me tell you something. I was in the lot, and they were talking hella shit in a different language, in Arabic, bro.
So do you think...
So they're like, you know, and I'm like, what's going on?
What did he tell you his name was?
Rick.
So Muhammad was the real name.
This is his real name.
I'm not going to say his last name, but...
Don't say it. Don't say it.
So wait. So do you think Rick was his real name or Muhammad?
I don't know. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, bro. Hey,
we should do a secret investigation.
Should we do a vlog? I should have vlogged that. Dude, I should have vlogged it, bro.
Let's go back. I'll go with you.
And then we'll blow up their spot?
No, we're not
going to blow up. So he gave me a free bottle of water, and he's like, we'll send you an Uber, bro. And so they, in their defense.
Oh, he was trying to Uber you back to get the car?
No, they Uber me because he knew I was going to buy it. He knew I was like, dude, I'm not going to buy that. It's a lemon, bro.
Where you won't get a lemon.
So let me tell you something.
From Toyota, boy.
So did they, like, fix up a used car, put the MSRP sticker, and then posed it as a new...
As a new model,
So
huh?
they do some scandalous stuff like that?
Oh, dude.
No, be real with me, bro.
No, do you know what I've heard that's even crazier than that?
So that's crazy, bro.
Nah, look. They like the car shit gets really sketchy, dude. Like, you know, like, are you familiar with like the more expensive versions of like the Dodge cars, like the SRTs and the Hellcats and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What they'll do is so like it's levels to this shit. You feel me? So
with the different car models?
No, but it'll be the same model, but it'll be different versions of it, like the RT, the SRT. The Hellcat, the Red Eye, whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So as you get more expensive, the Hellcats and the Red Eyes and all that, those are like probably 30, 40, 50 grand more expensive than if you got a regular fucking Challenger,
base
right?
model.
So look, so they'll take like a SRT, throw the little emblems around and be re-rocking it.
To make it look like it's the other
to
version?
Sell it. They'll sell you an SRT and tell you it's a fucking Hellcat.
So that's like an iPhone something. They'll be like, no, this is the 14 when it's really the 9.
Not even that. It'll be like, remember they had like the iPhone like 4C?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you don't have an iPhone 4, but you got a 4C.
Oh.
You know?
Then how are you going to go about getting your ride? Who do you trust?
What? The homegirl's waiting for me outside right now. She's like, I don't want to come in. I'll wait for you till you're done. So
really?
A lot of that. A lot of
No, I'm talking
a lot
about
of that.
No,
oh.
When you decide to get your vehicle.
Oh. I want
How
something.
Do you know where to go? Who to trust? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh no, I want to go to the sketchiest side The sketchiest side dealership, no background checks, no credit checks. If you got a little bit of cash down and ID, they'll fucking
Why are you doing it that way?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that I'm doing it that way, but that's how I want to go through that experience.
You do?
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to do that?
I want to get a lemon.
You do?
I want to get a fucking, just like they gutted it out on the inside. I'm just, damn, out of Fred Flintstone push it.
Why are you going backwards,
I like to do things the difficult way, man.
Why? Why?
Oh, my God. There's this guy I follow on Instagram, like cheap auto deals or some shit like that. Okay. And he'll just post like a random, like, wait, 1998 Buick for like $200. Cheap. Let me find his Instagram. Hold on. I'm going to find it right now, dude.
Let's plug it.
No, dude. He's the fucking
goat.
So
be careful when you go shop, honey. Car shop. Dirt
Cheap Sale is his Instagram. Look at this guy. Wouldn't you buy a car from him? 1,000%.
He looked like one of the dudes from the Kia dealership.
No, listen. He has a super clean. All right, let's.
You're making me feel so anxious right now with this, look, man. No,
let's read off one of his most recent posts.
Man.
Super clean 2010 Chevy Equinox, rainy deal special, 189,000 miles on it.
That means it's really 280,000 miles on it.
The AC. He said AC code, heater, four cylinder. And it runs great for $4,500.
Cash? Just give him $4,500?
Listen, he got a goddamn 2006 Mercedes-Benz CLK with 185 miles on it.
Man, he's scratching out the VIN numbers and doing all kinds of weird stuff.
For $4,000.
Really?
Yeah,
but where's he getting the vehicles?
Listen.
You got to know that stuff,
man. Don't ask, don't tell policy. Yeah, is the strongest of anyone you ever meet.
Then why
don't
you go just do the auctions, man? You know they got those LA car auctions. I know
we should buy a car. We should both.
Dude,
we should go to an auction.
You put two. I put two.
No, we should just both go and blog it and buy cars like from the auction.
With the auction,
I want like some like pimp. I want like some Pimp My Ride, like some cartel member that got arrested and he got like an aquarium,
like a Buick or something,
in the centerpiece. He has like a flat screen TV as a backseat.
Cause you could find some good. It's a gamble. You could find some good ones, but then you could find some lemons, dude, too.
Where you want get a lemon? I didn't know that's what that meant.
Yeah,
I thought that theme song just came from because it's Toyota of Orange. Yeah. So they're like, you won't get a lemon, but a lemon means a busted car.
Man, you're making me want to get some face tattoos, new cologne. You're making me want to get some new colognes. My shampoo and soap regimen needs to change. I need to get coconut oil on my nuts.
I look good, bro.
Yo, does that help? If I get a matching one like that, would that raise kind of like
your stock?
Just the attraction. I mean, just
you know what,
street cred or whatever it may be.
I have zero street cred. Let's start.
No,
there.
You do though.
I'm the biggest.
No. You do have.
I'm not trying to be hard at all.
But does that help though? Like as far as just the mystery aspect of, because that's different than a normal tattoo.
Because you know why? Because like any random homeless like crazy nigga could have face tattoos. That don't mean that you're like, you know, doesn't mean.
Well, what about the neck? That raises it a few. The attraction level. That raises it.
I don't know, cause like.
Does that hurt, man? Like right here?
That's where it hurt the most.
Right here?
No, on the side of my neck here.
That hurts?
I got High Rollers logo tatted on my neck on the other side.
If I get the tattoo, will you flow me a pair?
You can have.
If I get the dice.
You can have unlimited pairs for life.
If I get it right here.
Any pair that we ever make, you can have.
If I get the tattoo.
1,000,000. There's a guy on my Instagram that literally has the leg tattoo that I don't know if I sent him a pair yet, though. I need to send him a pair. I had to think about it. I was about to lie.
You got the Instagram for the shoe company?
Yeah, High Roller 777, man. Go tap in with us, bro.
Yeah.
I got to find this tattoo. I know I got it. I know this. Look, he has it blasted on the leg right there.
I want to get the dice, though.
Get it, man.
So is that that's the emblem?
That's the emblem, baby.
The dice.
You don't got to get the whole swoosh, but you can just get the dice.
Just get the dice right here.
No, you got to get it front and center in the middle of your neck. You got to go.
Then I'm a lifetime member.
Dude, you can have whatever. Even if I stop the brand, I'll keep making you shit just for you specifically.
You'll give me stickers or
like, get you whatever you need, bro.
Okay. Hey, man, we reached the time period. Dude, that flew by, bro.
Wait, we done already?
Already? Yeah, man.
What the fuck? Yeah. I want to keep talking.
I do too, but we'll do part three, part four. You know,
we can always do a part three.
You're always welcome here, bro.
Hey, listen.
Hey, let's start plugging your stuff, man.
Follow me on Instagram at HousePhoneDND.
Yeah.
New music coming soon. Dude, we got new shoes dropping every fucking month, man. Go tap in with us. HighRoller777 on Instagram.
So what
Stevie
about the
Weeby show?
Yeah, what about the color waves? Like, how do you decide? Is it a month? Is it? It's
you
a
know,
different. Can you do a Pittsburgh black and yellow?
I'll do a black and yellow. I just did the navy and yellow though, so I might have to wait. Though.
Okay, okay.
I might have to wait for a little bit.
Okay.
But you know what though? This might be a terrible business model, but it solely goes off of just things that I like.
But that's you're going with your gut. That's I'm and going, that's you. That's you.
And you know what? I'm blessed to say that the people who support me mm-hmm. like my style enough to where they kind of trust me and they trust my opinion. So I feel like the fact that I wear them all
I
the
noticed
time,
those right away.
The fact that I wear them all the time, like
I noticed them out when I went really? Outside to greet you. I was like,
that's good.
Man, those are tight.
Thank you, bro.
So you could get those at, say it again.
They're going to be dropping on Christmas at don'tcrapout.com. HighRoller777. If this comes out after Christmas, then you missed them already. They're probably gone
from
the website.
Yeah,
because this
is dropping on the 27th.
Well, listen. Hopefully we have sold out by then. But if not, check us out on Instagram. Check us out on the website. We'll be dropping these bitches every
fucking
month.
How much? How much
month.
For a pair?
$225.
But actually. They're limited.
They're very. I'm only going to be like.
I mean, that's a good price range for limited edition.
You'll probably
kicks.
See nobody with them.
Nobody.
You'll be the first one with them.
Really?
Come on, man. This is only the
that.
Second colorway, man. I'll get you a size 8. I got you
damn,
for sure, man.
They're clean.
Damn,
cool.
this is fucking tight, bro.
I missed you, man. You're always welcome
you
too, here, man.
I forgot what I was doing. I think I was just on YouTube one day, and like one of your newer podcasts that came up.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I want to go back
and
go see Stevie
again. Come on, man. You're always welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to help support the platform.
Hell yeah.
And that would that help out.
You get naked on there?
No.
On Patreon.
No.
The next time?
I don't.
The next time, can I
you
see?
You want to do a vlog? Where I can
like, Patreon is naked vlog. Just... Wait, the next time, can
what,
you play a song?
On. Yeah.
No, can you play piano and let me sing?
Yeah.
The next time?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
I
want
to switch it up next
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, we'll switch up. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you guys
get
so much,
get your shoes
man.
Today.
Yes, sir.
Time on this land.